This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. My name is Brad Brown. Thank you for joining me today. And before I get into my chat with John Rutherford, which you are going to love, I hear it often from Ironman age groupers who don't come from a swimming background, how much they feel they're at a disadvantage when it comes to Ironman and qualifying for Kona against the athletes who do come from a swimming background. And as you're going to hear with John, he's got a pretty philosophical take on it. That's all coming up on today's podcast. But before we get into that, if you're a triathlon coach, and I know there are a lot of coaches that listen to the Kona Edge, I'm giving you the opportunity to join me for a masterclass this coming Friday, where I'm going to be talking you through exactly how I've been working with a couple of clients, as well as in a business that I'm a partner in, to really grow our coaching book using the Facebook ads platform. And we've been getting some unbelievable results. One of the clients, and I'll be using it and showing you the case study on Friday, we've been able to add over 150 new coaching clients to their coaching book. We've doubled their coaching revenue, and that all in just 2 months. And that is also not looking at the recurring revenue that's going to be coming off the back of that too. So that's literally just in 2 months, 150 new clients, double the coaching revenue, and that on a return on ad spend of 10 to 1. So for every $1 we're spending, we're getting $10 back. It's pretty exciting. It's working right now, and you're not going to want to miss this if you are a coach. All you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/masterclass. That's it. thekonaedge.com/masterclass. I'll get it right. The link is below, okay? You don't really need to remember it, but it's thekonaedge.com/masterclass. Click on the link below in the podcast player you're listening to this to, and make sure you join us. It's on Friday, and I look forward to sharing what we're doing and how you can implement it in your business. So if you are a coach, join me, or if you have a coach or know a coach, please share this with them. I'm sure they'll get a ton out of it as well. That's thekonaedge.com/masterclass. Let's get straight into my chat today with John Rutherford. Let's chat some swimming here on the Kona Edge. It's off to Virginia in the US we go now. Someone who I think loves swimming as much as I do, John Rutherford. John, welcome back onto the podcast. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me. Pleasure to speak to you today.
In our first chat, you were saying you've been a bit of a one-discipline athlete since Kona. You've just got back on your bike. I take it the one discipline's not swimming.
No, it's not. To be perfectly honest, the last time I wore a set of goggles was coming out of T1 in Kona, and that was about 10 months ago.
You love swimming so as much as I do. John, what is it? Why? Obviously, it's not your favorite three disciplines, and I'm at that point too. I just can't learn to love it.
Yeah, the thing is that once – so the short answer is I think it's the logistics – it's the most complicated of the three sports to actually get the check in the block. It's everything from the chlorine to, I don't know. There's something about it that, for me just has not been as enjoyable as getting on my bike, sort of my first love, or going out, lacing up shoes and going out for a run. For one, it's just more complicated. I will say that once I'm actually warmed up into a session and I'm swim fit, I do enjoy that. But it is a long road to get to that point where it actually becomes this sort of meditative, enjoyable process. It was part of the allure of getting into triathlon in the first place was becoming a better swimmer because I knew absolutely nothing about swimming well or swimming fast, especially in a mass start, type environment. But, 5 years deep into my triathlon racing career, I'm still struggling to find that love for it. It's tough.
You've obviously seen some gains over time. What are some of the things that you think you've done that has improved your swim over time?
Yeah, definitely. I'd say getting basic swim instruction from somebody who knows what they're doing is absolutely, absolutely critical. I got that both from my coach, Christian Manietta at Tri-Specific, and also with friends who swim, competitively in college, getting in the pool with people, who know what they're doing. My experience has been that, I really haven't gotten that much faster. No matter how much I swim, if I swim 10K a week or 20K a week, it seems like my Ironman swim splits all come out in a sort of hour to hour five range. The one thing that I have noticed with more volume and getting fitter, is that, I get out of the water a lot fresher and a lot more composed getting on the bike, almost like nothing even happened, to the point where, the swim is kind of a non-factor from an energy perspective. And that's huge. We'll put a plug in as well for using dryland courts. In my Kona prep, I had a good friend of mine who raced triathlon professionally for a few years, Lewis Elliott, and he is equally not a lover of swimming. We had a cycling background together, and he talked me into using swim courts, doing a swim court workout a couple of days a week, and I really found that improved my stroke and my overall strength in the water and my comfort in the water. So I started, basically replacing one of my four swim workouts a week with a band workout. And, that I think, added a couple hours of sleep into my week as well. And I don't think I lost anything in the pool. If anything, I gained something. So it was something to consider there.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you talk about the not improving times, but getting out of the water, feeling like it's just a warm up and you're ready to get on the bike. And I think a lot of people discount that fact, that they're so fixated on taking a minute or 2 minutes or 3 minutes off their swim time that they don't actually realize that you might not be taking time off your swim time. But if you're getting onto the bike feeling great, you can make that time up on the bike and then on the run because you haven't blown yourself in the first hour.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question there. I think back about my first Ironman in Zurich, and being a relatively unfit swimmer at that point, having basically 4 or 5 months of swimming under my belt, and I got out of the water gassed. I got on the bike, heart rate monitor, 180 beats per minute, and I could not bring my heart rate down for the first 20-30K. And I think back about it now, and I think that was directly linked to my swim fitness. It wasn't because I was riding too hard. It was because my body had already had it from doing something that at the time felt relatively unnatural because I just didn't have the swim volume in my body. So that's huge. And, you know, compare that to racing in Kona and getting out of the water and being ready to get on the bike. Like, it'd been a solid hour-long warm-up, you know, kind of just sub-threshold, and it was okay.
I normally ask people what their favorite swim workout is, but I'm guessing your answer is going to be a 2 hour bike ride.
yeah, I'd say that though. I've raced more and more Ironman, I've kind of had this love hate relationship with the 100 repeats, max sustainable 100 repeats. It's brutally simple, but I found for me personally, it's highly predictive of my race finish time because, that split, whatever I can do for max sustainable for 40 by 100 is going to be pretty close to plus or minus a minute of what I'm going to do, on race day, you know, everything else held equal in terms of my fitness. So that's a huge confidence boost. And it's obviously, brutally simple and effective workout, you know, doing 40 by 100 with 10 seconds rest. It's a tough one.
Yeah, absolutely. It hurts, but it definitely does what it's supposed to do. John, as always, great to catch up. Thank you so much for your time today on the Kona Edge. I look forward to talking about your bike next time out.
All right, thank you, Brad.
Thank you very much to John for sharing his Ironman swim tips with us today. And that's about it. Before I go, though, we've got another iTunes review in. And I've been asking over the last few weeks for you to leave us an iTunes review. And this one comes in from Stefan Ivanov. Massive, massive thank you, Stefan. Much appreciated. It's saying, extremely helpful for new triathletes. It's been great listening to dozens of podcasts of the Kona Edge. Helped me prepare for my first Ironman. Thank you, Stefan. Much appreciated. Double thumbs up to you. If you haven't left us a review on iTunes yet, please do. It helps us get in front of more triathletes just like you and helps us grow this podcast. And if you've been following and been listening to the podcast for a while, you know I'm on a mission. I wanted to hit 1 million downloads this year. And pretty much as we record this in August, We are on 250,000 downloads for the year. So 250,000 to go, and we just passed halfway through the year. So we're definitely going to smash that goal, which is great news. And it's all because of iTunes and people like you leaving us reviews. So thank you, Stefan. Stefan, thank you. It is much appreciated. Before I go, don't forget that masterclass. If you are a triathlon coach, we're going to be talking Facebook ads and how you can explode your business using Facebook ads. If you'd like to find out more and join us, the URL to get to is thekonaedge.com/masterclass. I look forward to spending some time with you on Friday. That's thekonaedge.com/masterclass.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.